Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Jackie. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. And I know that you made a dreaming podcast. And I have a story. And I didn't really know what to call your dreaming radio podcast or the Real Ghost Stories Online. Only because of what had happened to me when I was probably in middle school. But at that time, something was going on. So I don't know if like the story I'm going to say is going to like trigger some like bad feelings or bad things coming up in people's head, because it does have to deal with something pretty bad. So I'll just go ahead and tell my story. So when I was in middle school, my mom had started dating this guy. And this guy was very creepy towards me, very ugly. He would just be very creepy. But nothing bad ever happened. And I would always tell my mom I didn't like him. And she just would never listen. And I remember whenever he would say these weird things to me, I would be crying in my room and everything. And the whole time I would be arguing with my mom that I wanted him to be out. I didn't want him in our life. And like I felt like as if no one really knew like what was going on or how I felt or whatever. So I got very depressed. I started sleeping with a knife under my pillow because I was just so scared that he was going to come into my room. And that's when I started having some really bad nightmares. And there were times where I could feel someone looking at me in my room. And like I would be sitting in front of a mirror that I had. And I would either be doing my toenails or straightening my hair, doing my makeup or whatever. And I'd feel someone looking at me. And I always thought it was my mom's boyfriend, but except I turn around and no one would be there. And I would always feel like someone was watching me. I would even feel it whenever I would be in the shower and I would get scared. There'd be times also where I was in the shower and the lights would go off. And I thought I truly believe that I thought it was my mom's boyfriend, but it wasn't. So then there would be times whenever I would hear my mom argue with the guy. And on those nights, I remember I would be laying down in my bed already, laying down, getting ready to go to bed. And I would be laying down and above my pillow or like behind me, because I would face towards the wall, I would feel like as if someone sat down on my bed or was pushing down. Like I would feel like my head tilt and my body tilt, and I would get so scared. But yet, like I would just like look up a little bit and my door would be closed. I had ended up buying a lock, or I ended up telling my mom to buy me a lock because I didn't want anybody in the room. And so I would feel like a lock. I would feel my bed go down, and I knew he wouldn't go into my room because I had a lock. So then there were also times where I would have these bad nightmares of him actually doing something because I was so scared. And there would be times where in the morning I would wake up with my underwear not on, and I would just cry because I knew what would happen in my dream, and I'd wake up and it'd be so real, like how my underwear were just gone. And I would always tell my mom, it's your boyfriend. He's being weird. He's being gross. He's being disgusting. But yet he never did anything ugly towards me. And this went on probably for a couple months where I would have bad nightmares and my clothes would be off. And it would be very weird because I would put some clothes on before I go to sleep, put on pajamas, some shorts, and I wouldn't have anything on, and I wouldn't remember if I ever took them off. And I remember there was one day where I had went to go be with my dad, and when I was with my dad, my mom had called me saying that she wanted him to drop me off over here at this party. And I remember she told me that her phone is going to die, so she called me from another phone. So I was like, okay. So then when she called me from another phone, I would answer, and she would tell me, I'm over here. So I was like, okay, and I told my dad about it. And I can't remember what happened, but I ended up using my dad's phone. And I called that number that she called me from, asking her where she was at, because he was already there at the place that she wanted my dad to drop me off. And at that time, my mom was already standing outside, so we saw her. I said bye to my dad, and I left. An hour later, and that guy was there at that party with my mom, and he was just like, how are you? Like, being all fake towards me in front of my mom. And I remember probably like an hour later, my dad and my stepmom had came in and started yelling at my mom. How could she do that to me? And stuff like that, that she's a bad mother. Because they ended up finding out that he had went to jail because he was a sex offender back in the old days. And I remember that day, my dad had took me back and he told me like what had been going on and stuff. And I told them, never did anything towards me, but I always felt like as if something was happening. So then that guy ended up breaking up with my mom because my dad had caused so much trouble in his life. He stopped talking to my mom completely. And when he stopped coming around and my mom stopped talking to him, that's when I stopped having those bad dreams. I would feel happy again. I didn't feel like as if anybody would be watching me. And it was just, I thought it was very weird. I always felt like something was going on, but nothing was really happening. And those dreams would just scare me so much that I actually thought something was happening. But it's funny how when he left and my mom finally left him and broke up, and when he went away, everything just stopped. But, yeah. I don't really know if anything was happening because of, like, all of the bad energy and how I was so sad and I felt like nobody, like, even my mom wouldn't listen to me. When I would tell her, like, he would tell me weird things. So I know how you, Tony, and Jenny would say that whenever there's, like, bad energy in the house or something, that's probably when a spirit becomes present. So I don't know if that's what happened, but a whole bunch of stuff would be happening at that time. And it probably happened, like, over a few months. And when my dad finally intervened, it went all away, and I was so happy again. Yeah. I don't really know how to explain the story because how so weird it was and ugly. But I'm pretty sure that now that I know Chantal is going through a rough time, something bad was happening at my house. Yeah, that's my story. If you all have any other questions or anything, and I hear them on the podcast, I would gladly call back. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.